Welcome to the Disneyland Forever podcast, your source for all things from the happiest place on earth. For more updates, make sure that you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Disneyland Forever, and you can check out our website, disneylandforever.com. Hey everyone.
Hello.
It's Jordan.
And Daniel.
And it's a lovely springtime here. I hope it is for you too.
Yes.
And we're going to kind of move a little bit faster today because we have a couple of fantastic guests joining us this week. Caleb and Caitlin from Market House Podcast are here with us. We've had them on a couple times before, and they're just super fun. We love chatting with them.
Yes, we do.
And they are helping us talk about navigating allergies at Disneyland, food allergies specifically, because Caleb is celiac, and so he can't have gluten. And so because of that, he actually, even though it's not technically a food allergy, he has the experience of
food intolerance.
Yes. Though he kind of explains everything about that. So if you or someone in your family has to deal with food allergies and are wondering how do you really navigate that at Disneyland, well,
you don't. You can't go. Oh, sorry.
I think that's the exact opposite of what they talked to us about. We were able to talk with them last week, so this, you're going to hear a little bit of a break, but it was a really, really fun conversation. You guys are going to enjoy it. But as what usually happens with us and when we get together with those two, we talk a lot. And so we're just making sure we leave plenty of time for that. So let's go right into our new review.
We have one from DGH and Yeti. They said, best Disney podcast. This has become my favorite Disney podcast. Two fellows who love Disney and visit often are the hosts. Each week is a new and interesting topic. Well worth subscribing.
Yay.
Thank you.
I mean, it's short, but sweet and to the point.
Yes.
Definitely sweet. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. So just another reminder to leave us either a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify or Audible, or you can take a little bit more time and leave us a 5-star review on Apple. And we really, really appreciate those when they come in. We love reading them and helps us so much to help people find us. So
and
we really appreciate
Apple
it.
Apple only.
Apple's the only one that does it. Well, really, there's some other small ones and yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's always so weird about that. I don't get it. It should just be more straightforward, but yet. Here we are. Did you just say the same things I did?
Yep.
This is creepy.
Yes.
All right, moving on. So in news, there's just a few things. One of them we're going to try and get through as fast as we can. This is not really like the biggest news, but I just want to use it as an illustration. I'm sure this is why I found it online as an illustration. There was a Magic Key holder in Washington State who has been banned for a year from visiting Disneyland because he... resold Sweetheart's Night tickets on eBay. And the story says that he bought them for his wife, but it turns out they couldn't go because of COVID. And so then they decided to turn around and sell the tickets just at face value on eBay. And we have mentioned to you before.
Don't do that.
Yeah, Disneyland tickets are not transferable. And so Disney found out about it. They revoked those tickets and then they banned him for a year. Though they're still making him pay for the entire year's worth of his Magic Key.
Wow.
It says that he's tried to appeal that decision and everyone has denied his appeal, but this is just because this is the terms and conditions. Unfortunately, things do happen, but you can't sell a ticket. Disney is not forgiving about this. They say you can't resell a ticket.
It's an unfortunate thing, but it's just the way it is. So got to deal with it.
Yeah. So I only share that just as like word of caution. Cautionary tale for you. Next thing is Fantasmic is still set to return on May 24th at Disneyland after over a year of closure since the Great Maleficent Fire of 2023.
May she rest in peace.
Yes.
There's no place to sit because the Haunted Mansion has taken over the entire area, so I don't know how this is going to work. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, well, hopefully it works out okay. Currently, they have finally... posted the showtimes for Fantasmic, and there's not really any surprise here. These are the same showtimes they've always had, so it'll be
4 in the morning and 3 p.m.
Yes, no different than normal. The projections at 3 p.m. So it's on when they do have two shows a night, which is most nights, then they'll be at 9 and again at 10:30
p.m.
P.M., not 9 a.m., because, again,
can't
see anything. So 9 and 10:30 when they have two performances. So that's just the only update that we have on that so far. And in case you're wondering, no, I have not seen any dining packages pop up yet. I've actually been checking, and no, hasn't been happening. We will do this one next. So Downtown Disney, as we all know, is under a lot of construction because they are expanding it and it's supposed to be done later this year. Disneyland has shared timelines for the opening of some of the biggest restaurants in Downtown Disney. So Paseo Centrico and Tiendita, which are right there in that main, it's where Catal and the Uva Bar were, and that big round bar. Those restaurants are set to open in May. So they're actually almost done. In fact, there's one of our listeners who is in Disneyland, and she saw that all the walls are down, and they're even starting to train the staff. Like, they were serving each other.
Hmm.
So it could be early May.
This is food. You eat it. Is that how the training went?
This is why you don't own restaurants.
Bring me more of this food. Bring me drink.
So Paseo is going to be right where Catal was. So it's going to be an upper level restaurant. Centrico is the restaurant that's going to be in the center courtyard. And then Tiendita is, it's a quick service option that is going to be right next door to Paseo. So those are set to open in May. So they're almost done. And then Din Tai Fung, which is a Taiwanese Pan-Asian restaurant, that is set to open this summer.
With, was it noodles and bao, right?
What?
Because we were just in Las Vegas. And
where there's a Din Tai Fung at the Aria in Las Vegas, and we were just there. And every time we passed it, we're like, that's what's coming.
Yep.
We thought about going there, but it was kind of booked up, so we didn't go. But that's set to open in the summer. Then taking the place of Tortilla Joe's, which is now closed in Downtown Disney, there will be a new steakhouse and an adjacent barbecue place. And that's all we know. We don't know when, but or even exactly what. They just there's going to be a steakhouse and a barbecue place where Tortilla Joe's was. And then
it's probably Outback Steakhouse and what did you say the other one was? Barbecue. Arby's. I don't know. What's a barbecue place? Just keep going.
Then we have a little bit more of an answer as to why the dress shop moved to where the Wonderground Gallery was. And it says because they are going to be expanding Marceline's Confectionery. So this is the place where they serve all the specialty treats that you can usually just find inside the parks. If you can find it outside the parks at Marceline's Confectionery, apparently, because it's located to where the dress shop used to be, they're going to be taking over that space. And so it's going to be a much, much bigger a bigger location. And so for the time being, the dress shop got moved to where Wonderground Gallery was, and some of the pieces that you would find at the Wonderground Gallery are now available for purchase at the Disney Home Store. So There's all that.
There you go.
I don't understand everything, but that's the updates now with Downtown Disney. So it's getting very, very close to completion, which is exciting.
What other treats could they possibly have in there? They already have all the pre-made stuff and all the fresh stuff. I don't get it.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay. And then the last thing is that we just really want to quickly cover all the food coming to Disneyland for Pixar Fest, which actually starts up next week.
Wow.
It's next Friday is when Pixar Fest starts up. There's a lot of it. We couldn't possibly go through all of this today because it's just way, way too much. So I'll just go through some of the new stuff. So they're going to have a cosmic chili pasta at the Alien Pizza Planet and a green drink. This is inspired by Toy Story. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. The Cafe Orleans is going to have an Earth Pass cake inspired by Soul. So if you look at it on the picture here, it has that Earth Pass thing that 22 usually has on her chest.
Yep.
That it's just what decorates the top of this cheesecake. So It's inspired by Soul. They'll have a fried bologna sandwich at the Carnation Cafe inspired by Up. In case you don't notice with all these, they are all inspired by some Pixar of something or other. An ice cream cone at the Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor inspired by Monsters, Inc.
That was the green thing too, right?
Yes, pistachio like ice cream. It looks like Mike.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. They
That's Mike with one eye.
At the Jolly Holiday, they're going to have a Silencio Bruno sandwich, inspired by Luca, if you couldn't figure that out. Chopped ham, salami, pepperoni, provolone, lettuce, tomato, pickled onion, and pepperoncini with Italian dressing, served in an Italian roll. So very Italian. And then a
served sea, by an Italian.
Yeah. And a sea monster friend's parfait, also inspired by Luca. That has less to do with Italy. I love this Pixar cake, which is coming back to the Plaza Inn. It's just layers of red, blue, and yellow cake with white icing. It's adorable. It's delicious. And then, believe it or not, the Rancho del Zocalo is going to have all cocoa-inspired stuff.
That's weird.
The Rivera family huarache. I don't know exactly what that is because it doesn't really explain it in the description.
It's
just
a,
says
it's a fried huarache.
So I'm sorry that I don't know what it is. I'm sure many of you do. I don't.
It's probably food of some sort.
Probably. Looking at the picture, it's like, oh, it's some sort of tostada. And then a marigold bridge, which is just like, it basically looks like it's a cupcake with like cinnamon flavors on it. And it has like the marigold bridge from Coco on it. Red Rose Tavern has the Fergus Fizz inspired by Brave. Cranberry raspberry with Sprite and butterscotch topper. Sure. Refreshment Corner will have a barbecue potato dog from Toy Story. Stage Door Cafe is there's a snake on my funnel cake inspired by Toy Story. So it's just a funnel cake with peanut butter pudding and cookie crumbles, and it has a candy snake on it.
Oh, I thought those were onion rings.
You're looking at something different.
Oh, that is something different.
That's down.
Yes, I want a funnel cake with onion rings on it, please.
The Tropical Hideaway will have a pineapple coconut float inspired by lava. The short. So blue Dole pineapple coconut juice topped with Dole Whip. I can't talk. Blue Dole pineapple coconut juice topped with Dole Whip, soft serve, strawberry lava, and a gummy. Then Troubadour Tavern just has like a bunch of like things I think the kids would be more into. Roundup barbecue potato, Una Papa Loca inspired by Coco, Friartown mac and cheese bites inspired by Elemental. And Joyful Tenders and Mac, which is just mac and cheese and chicken tenders. Mixed Emotions Popcorn, inspired by Inside Out. It has, like, freeze-dried Skittles and M&Ms in it. Adventure is Out There Cold Brew from Up. Dark Chocolate Cold Brew with Butterscotch Topper, sure. Lotso Berry Lemonade, Toy Story. So Strawberry Lemonade with Sweet Cream Topper and a fruit bar. Interesting. Churro. I guess this is supposed to be a Lotso-inspired churro. Blackberry churro. It's just a churro rolled in blackberry sugar with a strawberry banana.
I thought
it
was
sauce.
Strawberry.
I don't know. It says inspired by Toy Story. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Forky's favorite fruit is the blackberry.
I don't know.
Probably.
Over at California Adventure, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, they have a Berea pizza inspired by Coco. The Berea tacos at Quesa Berea Tacos. At, what is it called? Cocina Cucamonga. They're really, really popular. This is a slightly similar to it. Slightly similar. Cozy Cone will have Junkyard Jamboree Churro. Chocolate Espresso Sugar Dusted Churro with Chocolate Engine Oil Sauce. Topped with assorted candy parts. Actually sounds pretty good. And then they'll have, also the Cozy Cone, Luigi and Guido Cone. So go figure, it's inspired by Cars. Clarabelle's Handscoop Ice Cream Adventure is Out There Sunday, inspired by Up, vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, and a candied balloon and a waffle cup. It's not so much what the ice cream is, it's how it's decorated.
Yeah, that seems to be the theme. It's a lot of,
I know, it's a lot
cute,
of it.
Cute decorations.
At
but...
Flo's, you have a Dinoco blue cheeseburger, Angus beef and mushroom patty, blueberry compote, blue cheese crumbles, red onion, bacon, tomato, and arugula, and lemon aioli. Interesting. And then a racing radial cake inspired by Cars. It's just a chocolate cake that's supposed to look like a white wall tire. I would read the description. It doesn't help at all. The Hollywood Lounge has Ramon Nachos by Cars and a Motorama Girl cocktail inspired by Cars. Jack Jack Cookie Num Nums. The shortbread cookie is just being redecorated to have a chocolate wafer with Jack Jack and Edna on it. That's basically all it is. And then Lamplight Lounge will have an Agua Chili Negro Tostada inspired by Elemental. Citrus and beet marinated ahi tuna, avocado mousse, mango pico de gallo, Fresno chilies, micro cilantro, and charred pepper chili sauce. And then Cole Nut Puffs, inspired by Elemental. So if you don't remember Cole Nuts, those are those...
what they sell in the store.
Yes. And so this is... It's really just like a red cream puff with a black cracklin on top.
It looks really cute.
It looks like a piece of coal.
Yep.
So that's kind of fun.
You can give it to your naughty ones for Christmas.
They have some things in the Magic Key Terrace as well. Paradise Garden Grill is becoming Recuerdame, so it's all Mexican-inspired stuff from Coco. There's a lot of it. I'm not going over all of it because we're already going over on time. Schmoozy's has a Shake 2319 inspired by Monsters, Inc. Smoke Jumper's Grill has two brave things, Blue Raspberry Lemonade. Why that's brave, I don't know. And a blue raspberry. Oh, and you can get it in a cocktail. I don't know why that's brave, but they say that it is.
Blue. It starts with a B, like brave.
Sonoma Terrace will have a pesto chicken handheld pie, inspired by Toy Story, evidently. Churros. A multicolored churro inspired by Monsters, Inc. Why it's Monsters, Inc., I don't know. It's just a regular churro with blue sugar, multicolored sugar, blue and green, with a white cherry drizzle. I don't get the theming. Right. It sounds good, but I don't get the theming. And then they will also have a Mr. Potato Head Chip churro, which has crushed potato chips and chocolate drizzle.
That's because Mr. Potato Head's a potato.
Yeah, I'm good without that stuff. And then in the marketplaces, I'm actually a little bit disappointed by the marketplaces, like, because they promoted all this theming that they're going to have, and it doesn't really follow the theme too well. So the Four Town Favorites, inspired by Turning Red, they have a red panda bao, pork and vegetable stuffed bao. Okay, on brand. Then they just have what they call the Panda Apocalypse, which is just a brownie with a bunch of icing on it that's red and yellow.
Oh, okay.
And then Nobody Like You Cooler, which is just a coffee.
It had a cheesecake, raspberry too. Roast tea. The Panda Apocalypse had cheesecake, too.
Oh, okay. I just don't know how that really is related to Turning Red.
They're all red.
And then at the Spark, inspired by Soul, a Supper Club chicken and potato waffles with peach cobbler sauce, a Half Note Jazz Cake, which is just a red velvet cake, and then they have a whole bunch of drinks. So I'm like, cool.
All right.
I don't know how this is inspired by Soul. At Gusto's To Go, inspired by Ratatouille, they do have a Ratatouille pizzetta. So it's like a little tiny pizza with Ratatouille on top. And then a Gusto macaron, creme brulee mousse with caramel center. And it just says Gusto's To Go on it, which I'm sure it tastes good. Then they have a couple of drinks there. Porto Rosso Pasta, inspired by Luca, has pesto pasta, which is actually completely on brand with the movie because they eat that in the movie. And then they have a Sea Monster Lemonade, which is lemonade, white grape juice, and peach syrup garnished with blue citrus mango jellies. And then they also have a Silencio Limoncello drink. Then this one was really disappointing to me. Elemental Table. Smoked firewood barbecue spiced impossible chicken with hot mustard sauce. Which I'm like, okay. And then Cole Nut Whoopie Pie Cake, which is literally just a whoopie pie, but it's colored like it's on fire.
Yeah.
And then they have two different cocktails that are basic, that... Basically, it's just one is blue, one is red. But they look, so it's supposed to look like Wade and Amber.
That's yellow.
With a red candy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, Hanger Management inspired by Inside Out, even more disappointing to me, because it's, you get joyful yellow comforting mac and cheese or angry red hot mac and cheese. And then they have alcoholic drinks.
Yeah, that seems kind of like a cop out.
Oh, you can get the mood swing, which is half and half.
Oh, that's changed.
Yeah, everything. I was a little bit disappointed by that one. And then Downtown Disney will have some places as well that are doing some things. But that's...
Interesting.
Yeah.
They're decorated cute, so...
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. So.
A lot of Instagram pictures for us.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so there's that for you. We are now going to get into our segment that we have, again, with Caleb and Caitlin from Market House. So hopefully... You enjoy. All right. So we are here once again with our friends at Market House Podcast, Caleb and Caitlin. So thank you guys so much for coming on, helping us with this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having us. We are so excited to be back on the show.
So pumped. Thank you so much.
We're just so happy that you're here because since we're talking about food allergies, like we were telling you guys before we started recording that we don't have any food allergies. And so we have literally no background to this whatsoever. We know that they do a lot of things to help people with food allergies, but
we don't know how that works.
We don't have like any firsthand knowledge of this. So
I think at the bottom of the menus, it usually says if there is an allergy, talk to the chef or something. That's about our extent.
There was like one time we went with my parents and my dad has to have low sodium and that was not super easy.
No,
that's because it doesn't have a separate menu. But so I don't really count that as the same thing.
But yeah, we had the chef come out a couple of times for some of the meals.
Yeah. So speaking of, why don't we just start off with like the most basic question. If you're someone who needs like an allergy specific menu offering or whatever, how do you find that information?
Yeah. So the easiest way to find it. So back in the day, back when I was first diagnosed, I have celiac disease. So I can't have gluten, wheat. Gluten is in wheat, rye, and barley. So those are the three main things I have to avoid, right? So back in the day, we used to have to go to town hall, and they would print off a like menu for every single restaurant. And they
Oh,
would say
wow.
for your specific allergy. So they'd ask you, is it gluten? Is it dairy? Is it egg? Whatever. They would print out a special menu for you, give it to you. And that was your physical copy for your trip. And so you knew where you could eat, what you could order. And that's how you did it. Now it's 99% of the time you can find it on the app. So if they've got mobile order, if they have a mobile menu, you can view allergy options in there. They kind of shout it from the rooftops where you can find it. Rarely. Some sit-down restaurants, they'll say, hey, options are available, ask your server. So that's where you find it. But I will say Disneyland has been really good. From my experience, they have an allergy-friendly option at nearly every single location. The only one that I personally can eat at is the barbecue,
The Bengal barbecue.
Bengal barbecue. That's the only place that doesn't have gluten-free options. Everywhere else does,
It does
in my,
not have
from the
it does
goo,
not.
because
The
of the
sauces.
sauces.
Because the sauces, because it's the
Yeah.
big shared grill, so they can't guarantee. I'm
Oh,
sure
right.
some of them are gluten free, but they just can't
Yeah, it's
guarantee
they don't
it.
have a separate spot on the grill for it.
They don't.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, for egg, milk, or dairy, all the same goes for them. Almost every single restaurant, because I see all of them too when I look it up.
You should just take your own little portable
Little
grill. So
grill.
can you please grill it on this?
Slap it on here for me, please.
We also have noticed though recently that with some of the app updates to when you're looking at the menus, if you are on your phone, that some of the gluten-free options or dairy allergy options aren't showing anymore while on the app. So kind of rule of thumb with us, if you are interested in a certain restaurant, we always recommend just going into the restaurant and asking either a server or asking to speak to a chef, because usually they'll go, oh yeah, you can do this, this, and this. But for some reason, it's not on all of the menu, like
No,
is
yeah,
that
Alien
for
Pizza
all
Planet.
restaurants or
Some. So Alien Pizza Planet, for some reason, one day they just all disappeared. And so I
Oh.
went and asked a server, do you have
Okay.
gluten-free options? And they're like, oh yeah, we have like all the normal stuff. And so you'll just never know. It's rare, but it happens sometimes. So definitely go ask. They'll be helpful.
Okay. That's
Yeah.
good to know. I'm trying to think of the best way to ask this one. Do you find it hard to find food options, or I guess I should say, do you find it hard to find food options, and or do you feel like you have to like compromise sometimes?
I would say you have to like make sure you like the basics. They are really good about having gluten-free burgers, pizza. What else?
Oh, honestly, it's pretty
All
much
the
that.
staples of theme park
Yeah.
stuff.
It pretty much it. So I laugh when I listen to you guys because you always get to explore and do the food booths, like nothing gluten-free at the food booth. So if you want to go for a special event, I mean, good luck finding any kind of allergy-free because they just can't guarantee it, right? They're preparing it in a small area, so they can't say cross-contamination, all that stuff for all of them. But yes, you're right. What you basic theme park food, boring burgers, pizza, salad, they have an allergy friendly option. You just can't get too crazy with it. Like you're not gonna have a fun, Asian chicken chop salad thing. It's just not gonna
Yeah,
happen.
I would say it like a lot of the sit downs, like if you go to Carthay or if you're going to Napa Rose, like that type of thing, even Lamplight. Again, there's a lot of menu items that they can modify quite a bit to make it like kind of cater to your allergy. But again, like for some places, like Caleb can't have a gluten-free bun. And like, for example, like at Lamplight Lounge, we love getting the nachos. Those used to be gluten-free and now they're not because they got rid of a fryer. So one thing
They're
I did want to
claiming
mention,
that they fry everything in the same fryer now, so now they can't separate out the dibs from their fried onion rings or something.
Yeah. So again, with people with like a bigger allergy, like Caleb's super sensitive. So with anything, if there's any cross contamination, he would get super sick. So I would advise if you do have an allergy and you are going to the parks, always ask, because the thing that might have been okay for you to eat like 2 years ago could have possibly already changed. So just
Yeah.
always keep that in mind.
Interesting. Interesting. Kind of on a side note for you, Caitlin, do you ever feel like you have to miss out on things like, 'cause I mean, I don't know when it like, I know you don't have any allergies to anything, but I've also listening to your podcast, I know that sometimes you just kind of try to do like basically the same thing Caleb does. Do you ever feel like you're missing out on anything?
Yeah, so I get this question quite a bit because people are like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you just eating normal food? I don't feel like I have to miss out. I am just strange and just enjoy kind of eating what he can get. He's always telling me, like, get the churro, like, get the waffle cone. There are certain exceptions where I'm like, I'm definitely getting that. Like, I always
Gibson girl is a staple.
Gibson
Gibson.
girl, you've got to get
Oh
a
gosh.
Frankfurter
Whenever they're
Seriously, I
back.
need to get
Oh,
that. I
right.
haven't had it yet,
If
but
it comes back, yeah.
It's one of those things where I always get a waffle cone with like cookies and cream ice cream, but no, it's more of like a choice. I'd rather just there's so many options that they can do gluten-free. I never feel like, oh man, like he can't have that, I can't have it. It's fully me. He tries to get me to get
Yes,
dirty.
he's very sweet and she's doing it to be nice.
Yeah, you're way too nice. If Jordan had an allergy, I'd be like, oh, this is so tasty.
It would be the same.
You wish you could have this.
That is messed up, but I understand. I have to force her to get churros and stuff because she just won't get them. And I'm like, live it up. Like, do it. You're on vacation. So, yeah. Another, I want to make sure I say this before I forget and to your listeners. So back in the day, they would make the chef come out and you felt like you were inconveniencing somebody. It always felt uncomfortable. And I understand, like, when you have an allergy, you get it. You understand the feeling of like, oh gosh, I'm the annoying guy. That's like, I've got an allergy. Can I talk to someone? Now the server 99% of the time can take care of it. But if you have any concerns, if the server's maybe a little confused, if you're not 100% sure what you're ordering is safe for you, ask for a chef. They're more than happy to come out and talk to you and like talk options. So I want to make that.
That's probably why the chef came out for Jordan's dad with the low sodium, because
he would come out all the time because the server didn't know
what they can, like
what they had salt in, what was already coming pre-salted.
Yeah. And I mean, at theme park food is just known to be salty. So it's hard to know. Yeah.
It was an interesting adventure.
We have found that at some of the locations, like for example, Smoke Jumpers, usually if you say, oh, I have an allergy, they're like, oh, okay. And the cast member will kind of just go, yeah, I can help you out. So if you do have a more severe allergy and you might be a little worried about ordering, for sure, like Caleb mentioned, do ask for the chef, because at some locations, they'll kind of just, the cast member will just assist you and tell you what your options are. So again, if you're more comfortable with the chef, definitely ask for one.
Yeah, I was wondering too, because if with those booths, I guess just steer clear of them, but I don't know if the people who work there would know all the nuances of it. They kind of make the food, but they probably don't know what's been put there.
Yeah, it's funny. The booths are different. From our experiences, it's been a couple years since we've been to a festival, or what are they called?
Yeah, festival.
Festivals? Mm-hmm. That's what they call them?
Kind of food and wine, yeah, festival. Yeah.
Booth fun time.
Booth fun time, special event.
Booth fun times. They have a central location where you can go and consult a cast member for allergies. And it's not as fun. You don't get to walk up to the window like you guys can. You kind of order with them if you've got an allergy. So I know it's one person that kind of handles all that.
Yeah, they will give you a menu, though, if you ask for one, like for that booth.
You can have this one drink. Yep.
It was. It was so lame. I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
That's funny. Do you feel that there are any particular restaurants that you feel have the best allergy-friendly menu options?
Ooh, that are like that's your a good go-tos? Question. You know, honestly, this is going to sound crazy. They're very expensive, but the buffets, you normally wouldn't think buffet gluten-free or like allergy-friendly. They can almost make, they'll make you like 14 different things for your allergy in the back and just slap it on a plate for you, even if you're not going to eat it. So like we went and did Storytellers one time for breakfast, Plaza Inn, and they were like, oh, you've got a gluten allergy. All right. Didn't even ask me what I wanted. He went in the back and made it filled a table. It was eggs.
Your own personal buffet.
Yes. And I was like, I feel so bad. I'm going to waste half this, but they just made everything that they could. So want a taste of everything, you can go to one of those buffets and they'll hook it up. If not, what are some places? Honestly, Pizza Planet has multiple options for, they have one pasta and a couple different versions of pizza and a salad. Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, same thing. Lamplight used to be amazing again since that fryer situation happened. We haven't gotten an update, but that definitely decreases the amount of stuff you can eat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would honestly say the sit-downs more often than not have a lot of
options.
Yeah,
it does make sense because like Napa Rose and Carthay Circle, they make everything from scratch. It's not like they have some pre-made stuff, but they can kind of tailor stuff.
Yeah, and actually they're super great. Like specifically Napa Rose, like Caleb was able to have like multiple options. They brought him on a gluten-free like bread basket with all these
I remember
breadsticks.
You guys mentioning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. So you feel special. Again, when you have an allergy, you understand that like, you know, you get usually some very modified thing that's like, oh, yum, this has been sitting in a closet, you know, like a pantry for 8 months. And you're like, yummy.
But so fresh.
They take care of you. So yeah, those sit down. Unfortunately, when you have an allergy, you have to kind of pay up to get those fun experiences. But Napa Rose is great.
That is unfortunate. Yeah.
But the buffet, it was just the same price.
It was, and Disney doesn't upcharge on any allergy stuff. Again, in normal
that's
life.
Great.
I always get upcharged for like, oh, you want cauliflower crust? $5 or whatever. Disney doesn't do that. So that's nice.
That's awesome. Playing devil's advocate, are there any restaurants that you feel that fall well below your expectations for their offerings?
Yes, actually.
I'm very curious what you're going to
The
say.
Star Wars one. What's that one? I don't even know
Oh,
the
I
name.
Oh, Docking
Docking
Bay
Bay 7.
7.
Oh,
Yes.
well, that one.
They're terrible. They have like very little, at least for gluten-free options. Honestly, Galaxy's Edge, period. They don't have Ronto roasters, the Ronto wraps. And Walt Disney World, they've got gluten-free
Huh.
Ronto wraps. In
Whoa.
Disneyland, they don't. So that's so lame. I can't
Yeah.
get a single thing there.
Weird. Yeah, I
Everywhere
guess
else is
with
pretty decent.
the Docking Bay 7, it's just like this big glob of different things.
I know. And I think it's all probably a big shared like pot and stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Yum.
trying to think of any other ones. I was gonna say maybe Galactic Grill. I don't know. Do you think that they?
They've got like a
I don't
burger
know.
and a chicken sandwich. That's
We're
it. So
very
makes you feel
bitter
any better. That's all
because
they got normally.
that's all
yeah,
that
that's true.
yeah.
So they've got
Maybe.
great options then.
Oh, you know one. Actually, Carnation Cafe isn't the best. So that is
Ooh.
one that we normally, so we don't really go to a lot anymore because they kind of downsized the menu and
Yes,
it's
they
not as
did.
big as it once was, and even more
After
so for
Oscar
allergies.
retired.
Yeah, Oscar.
It's yeah. So now it's one of those things where it's like, for example, if Caleb wants to get like gluten-free waffles, they'll do that, but it literally tastes
It was
like
the worst waffles I've ever had. And I usually don't try
ooh.
and complain. They were the meatiest. Like it was the
Need to get a
texture
steak
of them
knife.
were it was rough. It really
Yeah.
was. It was
And
bad.
even from someone who was like, let me just try to make sure, like, they are pretty bad. But
They were
it's
rough.
also, they're not as accommodating there, which is such a bummer
No
because,
fries. You have to get, I mean,
yeah.
I'm on vacation, so I want to eat junk. So you can have a side of fruit there. Usually you can get a side of fries that are like allergy friendly and stuff. They're not so much. So yeah, they're a little more limiting.
Well, in general, it's so frustrating and weird since Oscar retired. They're like, does not one chef on the planet know how to make a hollandaise sauce now? Like,
Yes.
some of our
They've taken
favorite
away
things
so much.
have
Yeah.
disappeared off the menus
So
there. And
bizarre.
it's still a
It's
good
still good, but
place, but it's not like it once was, which is a
No.
little unfortunate.
Not at all.
I was gonna ask you guys if there's like any specific stories or cast members that you guys can think of or like have had experience with.
Above
But
and
although
beyond.
granted, you've kind of been sharing some of those, but I don't know if there's any other experiences that like stick out to you.
Yeah, I mean, do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Yeah, so one I kind of already mentioned was the one in Napa Rose. We had the most amazing like cast member with us. Not only did he go through the entire menu with Caleb, but basically made sure, I don't know, probably 10 times that Caleb's order was literally only going to be touched by a chef. There was going to be no cross-contamination. He's like, normally we
Oh.
can't like guarantee, but like he's like, I'm literally telling you, like it's going to be totally fine. You have nothing to worry about. He kept like coming back to check on like how his food was because again, with an allergy, it's normally not as good as kind of what like the normal meals would be. And just the fact that he went above and beyond just to make sure that Caleb was comfortable and like really enjoying his food. Normally it's just a, like you get your food, you're like, how's it going? That's pretty much it. He came back multiple times just to make sure that everything was good and then went above and beyond to, they normally don't have a lot of dessert options back when we went. They might now. But the chef made something special for Caleb. It was like, wasn't like an
Oh.
apple.
Yeah, it was like an apple, like a bake thing. And like totally off menu. Very, very
Yeah.
cool.
So that was really
Oh.
nice. That was one thing that came to mind.
Yeah, they took care of me there. Another one that my mind went to was what's the Italian? Man, I'm like
Wine
blanking
Country?
tonight. Wine Country, thank you. Trattoria in
Oh,
Beast VA.
yes.
She was very sweet. Again, asked a million times. I want to verify it is a gluten allergy, you know, just double checked. And then at the end, she was just really sweet, surprised us with World of Color seating.
Oh, that's
Totally
cool.
not separate. I mean, probably has nothing to do with my allergy, but she was
Yeah.
just a very sweet server, took really good care of us, and then
That's
surprised
fun.
us with seating for World of Color. So the cast members honestly really make the magic. And they like half of the battle with an allergy is feeling comfortable, feeling like you're getting taken care of. I
Yeah.
think they do education there very well. So they all know about it. So
For sure.
there you
Yeah. I don't think we're ever really worried when you're ordering food. Which again, when normally when we go out to eat, even at home or anything, there's always that constant, like, okay, I hope they really know what they're talking about.
I've
Like,
gotten one time, oh, you're gluten free, so no sugar. And I was like, well, I'm not eating here. So walked
yeah.
right out.
Yeah. Which is kind of
Not
a bummer.
carb
Exactly. Yeah.
free. Yeah.
So it's
Flavor
like
free.
it's really reassuring, honestly, when we go now, especially for me, because I'm like, I know, because again, if he has like an interaction with wheat, like he's done for like the day, like
Yeah.
the like that day is done. Like he just doesn't feel well anymore. So it's really good to know that they take it seriously and that it's always been just like amazing experiences.
Well, that's what I've wondered too, because wasn't it at Disney World like a few months ago that someone
Yes.
died or something? But it wasn't, it was at Disney Springs, I think. So like, I wonder.
It was at the Irish pub place.
Yeah, that's right. Raglan Road?
Raglan Road.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was, I think she was like a pediatrician or something like that, had a severe food reaction and passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So
that's unfortunate.
Very sad.
Well, obviously, these at least your experiences are the exact opposite of that.
I know. So that's good. Oh, no, that's just...
I'm still here, so.
Yeah, you're not dead. Celiac sprue doesn't kill you immediately. It just kills you slowly, slowly. From the inside.
Exactly. Caleb 1, celiac 0.
For now, yeah.
For now.
That's good. No, but I always Disney, wonder... honestly...
You probably don't know because you don't have. I wonder if someone has a horrible allergy if they like have EpiPens or stuff. But
I'm sure they have to have them around.
Maybe like first aid. Emergency. Probably first aid. Yeah.
Well, I think the hope is that they don't have to use it.
Hopefully not.
Exactly. Exactly. No, they do a great job. Honestly, if you have an allergy, do not worry. Disney will take care of you. It's a fun time.
Awesome.
It's good to know. We assumed, but we didn't know the specifics.
Yeah, I'm sure that we're like most people, where especially when you're mobile ordering, that you like scroll through and you're like, there's a ton of allergy friendly stuff here, but obviously we don't stop and look at any of it because it doesn't apply to us. So give me the churro, give me the whatever is full of dairy.
All
I don't care.
All the fat, all the sugar.
I have a friend from college who's, she's from Canada, and she's, I don't know why that matters, but she's lactose intolerant. And
she talks like this. That's why.
Well, and she's been at home for a little while. Oh,
yeah, wow, we do not have an accent.
Old backstory. Anyway, she would tell us all the time because she would just take like lactate pills. But then she would try to be like, you know, it's actually supposed to be like by evolution that people are supposed to become lactose intolerant as they grow older. And we would, I would just look at her in the face and say, I get to have cheese. And she goes, shut up.
I win. Cow's milk is a beautiful thing. I will admit. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
It's so good.
Yeah. Being celiac and dairy free. That would be rough.
Mm-hmm. I know. I feel bad for. I know people who have multiple allergies, and like this is just not working for you.
Well, and it's so interesting how over the last like 20, 30 years, so many more people have allergies to things. It seems so, or at least maybe more, they're more aware of them. But yeah,
it could be. Well, thank you guys so much for helping us out. There's a lot of this stuff I would never have known.
Nope.
Of course, our pleasure. We will talk about it. I mean, I always feel bad because I'm the weird guy in the group that has to talk about the allergy, but I'm more than happy
that's
to help
one reason why
that,
I felt so bad. I'm like, I didn't want it to be, here's yet another podcast where it's like, Caleb, you're celiac. You're the freak. Talk about allergies.
Tell us about your weirdness.
You're the weird one. Yeah. No, no worries. If this helps somebody, a mission accomplished. So
it's funny too, because a lot of people like think that if you don't eat gluten, that's like healthy.
Not necessarily.
No.
It's a true thing.
Yeah, the gluten-free stuff is usually loaded with other stuff to make it taste somewhat edible. Yeah, so if you compare the labels. I'll just encourage you. Compare the labels and you'll be like, oh, God.
I will say, though, there is one item at Disneyland. And even if you don't have an allergy, I highly recommend trying. There's a gluten-free, and I believe is it dairy-free at Jolly Holiday? There's a blueberry muffin that they warm up for you. It's
very
literally
good.
And they have, I think, chocolate chip cookies, right?
Yeah.
For you is that, and again, they'll warm them up. Sometimes they say no, depending on who it is, but they are absolutely delicious, and you would not know that they're gluten free.
Are so they made with rice flour?
Most likely,
I believe.
I've had things with rice flour, and I thought so it was delightful.
They're really good.
Yeah, and almond flour are good.
As we've said in some of our prior podcasts, we were very baffled and confused why the creme brulee is plant based at Blue Bayou, but you couldn't tell.
We didn't know for the longest time that all of Disney's creme brulees are plant-based.
What?
I did not know.
And yeah, were you guys talking delightful. About that? I couldn't believe it.
I didn't know that. They're really good.
So good.
And then I finally realized, like, yeah, it always has the leaf thing next to it on the menu. I'm like, it is. They're all plant-based, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sign me up. I'll take one right now.
It's eggplant. Oh, <ba-dum-ching>.
Thank you guys again so much. We really appreciate it. Remind everyone where they can find you.
Yes, you can find us over on Instagram at Market House Podcast. We've got a little show on all of the podcast platforms called Market House. We talk about Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Cruise, all the Disney things. And yeah, we are friends of Disneyland forever. We like you guys a lot. So thanks for having us on.
We appreciate it. So for everyone else, make sure that if you haven't booked your trip yet to Disneyland, that you do so using our link to Getaway Today in the description. I got our cat on our lap and she's throwing me off, so I can't remember everything I'm supposed to say in the right order. And you know me from the podcast. If something throws me off, I can't do it.
Make sure you
follow. It's not just me, huh?
You know, I was going to say watch. Make sure you watch Instagram, watch the Facebook.
Follow us.
Watch the things. Follow us, like, smash that like button. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get the episodes as they drop.
Something about Getaway Today. Book your tickets through that link in the description.
I think we're done.
We're obviously done. I'm loving watching also Caleb and Caitlin's reaction to all this. Like, see everything that's going on.
See you next week.
Bye.